Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Oh man, what a beautiful song. We the Kingdom, Child of Love, right here on Spectrum, AM 657. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Right now, time for me to connect with Bram, and I believe he's on the line. Bram, welcome to Spectrum. Welcome to Radio Pulpit, and how are you doing this afternoon?
Good day, Nipo. Thank you very much. I'm fine, thank you. And what a pleasure to talk to you, and a privilege.
Thank you so much for availing yourself to talk to me this afternoon. Now, let's get into it. Maybe let's start with how can we explain grief, or what is a definition of grief?
Okay, I would describe it as a few words are keywords. Mm-hmm. Grief is a normal reaction and a normal process that follows after the loss of a loved one. Sure. And the key words there are that it's very normal, and that it's a reaction to be expected, and that it is a process, not a technique that can be mastered. You know, so many things are techniques that we can master, but grief and bereavement is a process we need to go through.
Hmm. Sure. So what are some of the signs that a person is grieving? How does one when someone has went through a loss, how do we see the signs that this person is in grief? I don't know if my question is making sense.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It does, because of the fact that people have different, very different reactions.
Yeah.
So let's take the most obvious. Mm-hmm. The most obvious would be that someone would be very emotional.
Sure.
They'll be crying. Mm. And that's the most obvious.
Mm.
But we must be careful. There are people who find it very difficult to cry, often because they are in shock.
Sure.
Or also because they try to suppress their emotions. You know, we live in a society where people often give you the advice to say you need to be strong, you know.
Mm.
When your loved one has died, you must be strong. You don't cry. You don't talk about it. You don't ask for help. Yes, but to give a little more information, also the typical symptoms that are usually symptoms of depression is very often the symptoms of grief, and we must not get confused between the two.
Mm.
Because although the symptoms are very much the same, grief and depression is not the same thing. Depression is an illness, and the cause is a chemical imbalance. But grief, you can have that same symptoms of not feeling up to anything, not having energy, not having interest in anything, feeling to cry about everything, even feeling aggressive. We can talk about that just now.
Sure.
All those can be symptoms of grief, but they are all normal.
Hmm. Sure. Now, Bram, what do you generally talk about in grief counseling? If you have someone coming in to be counseled, what are the things that you go through?
A bit of a surprise maybe in my answer, especially the first session,
mm.
is not so much about me talking.
Sure.
Mm. It's about listening. And I'll tell you what I listen for. My first session is usually to just ask the person, tell me your story.
Okay.
Tell me, and then I listen for a few things. So one is the events. Tell me what happened. Where were you? Were you with the loved one when they passed away? Or where were you when you got this terrible news?
Mm.
What was the circumstances? Was the person ill? Did you expect them to die? Or was it a sudden death? They need to talk about the events.
Sure.
What happened? Because, and there's a method behind the madness, when they talk about the events and what happens, this helps them with the first grief task,
mm.
which is the reality needs to set in. So, you know, people will tell you they feel as if this is just a terrible dream, and they might wake up as if this didn't really happen. But when they have to tell you, I was there at the hospital, I saw his body, or this is where I got the message, then that reality starts to come through. So the first I listen for is the event.
Mm.
The second is I let them talk about the person.
Mm.
Tell me about this person, this father. you lost. What a type of a person was he? Tell me about this child that passed away. People love it to talk about the person, and they want to tell you how special this person was, and we can just listen to that. And the third that I let them talk about is, how do they feel? Are they angry? Are they feeling powerless? Are they feeling intensely sad? Are they feeling guilty? How do they feel? Those are the three main things that we listen to and listen for.
Sure. Now, what is the difference, though, between grief and mourning? Is there, is it the same thing? If I'm grieving and going through mourning, is it one and the same thing? How do you differentiate between the two?
Yeah. I can even add a third word, born, that's bereavement.
Bereavement, okay.
Actually, there's not really, there's a linguistic differences. Like, say, if we spell grief with an F, that is a noun. If we say grieve with a V, E at the end, that's the verb, that's the action of grieving. And bereavement is very much exactly the same thing. The word bereavement just places a little more focus on the fact that it's a process. So we very often talk of the process of bereavement. But we needn't seek differences between those words. Mourning, grieving, being in bereavement, they are all exactly the same process that we are referring to.
Sure. Now, what happens when we don't get to grieve? I mean, like earlier on when you mentioned that there are people who really, you know, want to remain strong. They've lost their loved one, but, you know, they don't want to cry or break down in front of people. Maybe they do when they're alone. But what happens if I don't get to grief? You know, I've lost the loved one, but I remain strong. I don't do anything about it. I don't seek counseling. I don't talk about it. I don't, What happens?
Well, Paul, let's look at two sides. If the person doesn't really grieve openly or in front of other people, that's not the main problem.
Okay.
As long as they, in their private moments, have moments when they realize this happened, when they do feel emotional, or even if they don't talk about the love or the loss of a loved one, if they might write about it. So if there's some way of them, you know, expressing their grief, even if it's private, that's okay. But I think you're now referring to someone who doesn't do it in private and also not in front of other people. It's just like, they just bury it. They don't talk about it. They don't think about it. If that happens, after a certain period, there might be something like complicated grief.
Sure.
And I'm going to mention two of those that can happen. One thing is very interesting, but that's at least still healthy. We find sometimes that if someone don't openly grieve, then maybe at a later stage, it might be months later or even years later, there might be another loss.
Sure.
And then that will bring all the emotions to the fore. I had one specific case study where the lady, her mother passed away, and she suppressed her grief because her father came to live with her.
Sure.
And she just wanted to be strong for her father.
For the father.
And then when her father passed away 2 years later, she started to be emotional, but then she felt guilty because she was crying more about her father than about her mother.
Sure.
And then that felt like disloyalty. And then she blocked her grief again. And a year later, her pet died, her Alsatian dog, and she broke down completely.
Sure.
And then she was referred to me for grief counseling. And she thought that she was really, really crazy. Her words to me was, "Bram, I must be crazy. I'm crying more about my Alsatian than about my father and my mother."
Sure.
And then I could help her to understand, no, this dog opened or broke the dam wall. And now you are actually crying for your mother and for your father and for the dog. So that is one form of complicated grief. Another form is actually more serious. And that is that if someone does not openly grieve, they may at a certain point feel that they have the same symptoms as that their loved one had before they died. Say, for instance, a man's father died, and he didn't grieve. He just suppressed it. Then after 6 months to a year, he might experience pains in his chest. His father died of a heart attack. He might experience pains in his chest. And then he might go to the doctor and they do an EKG and tests and everything. But there's absolutely no medical sign of a heart attack or disease. But he suffers from these symptoms because his body is trying to tell him that he needs to open up his grief.
Sure. Interesting.
Very.
Sure, very interesting. Now, also I'm looking at, especially nowadays with the COVID-19 pandemic having, you know, robbed a lot of people with their loved ones. It also seems like a lot of people never got time to grieve, you know. I mean, there were stories, there's a story that I personally know of husband and a wife who died one after the other due to COVID-19, and their children had to bury both parents, you know, with all these COVID-19 restrictions, and some family members and relatives are not able to come and give, you know, love and support. And also I know of a friend who lost her mother in the morning due to COVID-19, and later in the evening the grandmother also died. So there's a whole lot of people who are burdened, who never really got time to grieve, and also people who think they are okay and not seeking counseling. How important is it to go through loss and then seek counseling? I think a lot of people are still anti-counseling. They don't believe in coming to speak to someone when they've really experienced loss.
Yes, yes. Well, the first we need to take into account about what you said now is not everyone needs a professional counselor.
Okay.
Because, to put it very straightforward, grief is not a psychological problem.
Mm.
It's not a psychological condition. It's not an illness. It's a normal process.
Yeah, true.
But the grief must be opened up.
Mm.
The other aspects of COVID is the following. The one is what you mentioned now, these multiple losses.
Mm.
So, you know, you start to cry about your mother, but now you think about your father, who's also dead.
Mm.
So in your mind, you're literally jumping from the one to the other, and you're not completing any one of these processes. So dealing with multiple losses is extremely difficult, and there people would need guidance. Mm. I would give them guidance to say, for one full day, you only think of the one person. You only talk and cry about one person.
Mm.
The next day, you take a turn for the next person so that you eventually acknowledge all of these losses. The other thing about COVID is people often cannot attend a funeral.
Yeah, sure.
Or a memorial service.
Mm, and that is painful.
Then,
sure.
That is a problem because now they're not, again, getting through the first grief task, which is to help this reality set in.
Mm.
You know, when you attend a funeral and you see that, even if you don't see the body, to see the body helps with this reality. But even just to see the coffin, even just to see the other mourners who are sad,
sure,
that has an effect on you, and that has an effect on your emotions, and it's a positive effect. So they lose out very often. You know, sometimes with restrictions, not being able to move between provinces, or the only 50 people allowed at the funeral, so you can't attend.
Mm.
That thing is doing a lot of damage. And then even more important is that people are admitted to hospital, and their family cannot visit
them.
And they cannot be physically present when they die.
Mm.
So they suffer all kinds of distorted feelings of guilt, you know, as if I've dropped this person, I've forsaken them, and they very often need help with that. With that, I suggest that they realize that it has this effect on them, that they could not physically be present, but they need to say their goodbyes, and they can do that by writing a letter or writing a series of letters to the loved one. But these are very difficult things about COVID and the restrictions interfering with a normal, healthy process of bereavement.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, this needs a whole day for you to unpack it for us, but we're running out of time. How can our listeners get hold of you if they need, you know, your counseling services or just maybe advice in terms of grief and bereavement? Yes. How do they get you? Are you visible on social media? Do you have a website? How can we get hold of you?
I'm not very visible on social media.
I can imagine.
What I can do, I have a very simple email address,
okay,
which is just info at, and then my name and surname in small letters, Bram Klopper.
Yeah.
It's BRAA, then M for Mike, Bram, and then Klopper, KLOPPER, .co.za. That is a possibility. And then I have certain ways of helping people who cannot get to me for counseling.
Right.
I have made recordings on CDs of the grief counseling about the typical topics that most people suffer with.
Okay.
And these are called Conversations on Grief. There's a general one, Conversations on Grief, Practical Advice for People Who Are Mourning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a second one in English, the Conversations on Grief After the Death of a Child.
Okay.
And then in Afrikaans, I still have two others as well. One on suicide, but in Afrikaans, and one on stillbirths stillbirths and miscarriages.
Okay.
So that help is available.
All right. Okay. So your email address is info@bramklopper.co.za.
Yes, that Bram just with a double A.
Yeah.
Bram.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think if there's anyone listening, they are welcome to send me a WhatsApp on our Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line if they need your email address, and I will quickly type it for them on the WhatsApp line as they ask for it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Bram, for making time to speak to me. I really appreciate this, and do have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you so much. And like I said, it was a privilege, and I hope it is of help for someone.
Oh, God bless.
Okay, God bless to people.
Amen. Thank you so much, family. That was Bram Klopper, who's a grief counselor. So if you need his services, you need to speak to him. You know, you need to book an appointment. But he also mentioned that if you can't get to him, he's got CDs, you know, material on CD that you can listen to. You're welcome to email him info@Bram. Bram is BRAAM. Klopper is one word. It's Klopper is KLOPPER. So it's info@bramklopper.co.za. But if you don't get it, because sometimes when I say it will run quickly, do send me a WhatsApp on our Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line, 082-657-2729, and I will definitely give you the email address. Do WhatsApp me, 082-657-2729, and I'll give you the WhatsApp, the Bram's email address. But his email address is info@bramklopper.co.za for grief counseling services, you know, or if you need to get hold of his material. Here is Jonathan Olsen with Lord, I Need Your Help.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.